This is Nicole with the Bank of Cardiff. Can I get your 16 reservation code? Hello? Hello?
2407.
2407?
Yeah.
There should be 16 digits, is there?
I did give you 16. I gave you 2411. 1701-0046-2407.
I'm sorry about that. We must have cut out. And who am I speaking with?
Speaking Malcolm Moses.
Malcolm Moses?
Yeah.
Okay. And can you verify your business name for me?
Warhorse Enterprise, LLC.
Enterprise LLC. And what's a good number for you over there, Malcolm, in case we get disconnected here?
985-50-3877.
3877. Okay, Malcolm. And are you the 100% owner?
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. Perfect. Okay, we have a lot of different programs over here depending on your specific needs, so why don't you kind of tell me what you're looking for and I'll point you in the right direction.
Okay, I'm looking to buy some equipment and have a little working capital along with that.
Okay, so equipment and working capital. Perfect. Okay, so let's kind of take it one by one. What kind of equipment are you looking at buying?
Trailers, step deck trailers.
Trailers. Is it more than one?
Yes, it is.
How many are you looking at purchasing?
Two.
Two of them? And are you buying these new or used?
They're used.
Used.
I already got a company sent me a quote. They've already been inspected, certified, DOT, the whole nine yards.
Oh, perfect. So you already have the quotes and everything. How much are the trailers going to run you?
For the two of them, about... Mm-hmm.
$39,000. Perfect. And who's the vendor you're using for those?
The guy I'm dealing with named Steve Winfrey. I'm not at the house right now. I forget the name of the company.
Okay.
We've been talking for a while, so I told him now I'm ready to move forward. And he went out and found what I was looking for. One's a 2007. And I think those were 2006 or something like that. But anyway, everything is ready to roll.
Okay, perfect. And what are these trailers used for? What exactly do you guys do over there?
Step deck, freight and cargo.
Okay, freight and cargo.
Transportation.
Perfect. Transportation. Okay. And those are the only two pieces of equipment you're looking at right there?
Yeah, from him. When I get home, I'll call the trucking company. But right now, I'm looking at two trailers right now to get. And,
okay. Are you looking at bringing these two trailers on as soon as possible?
That's right.
Okay, so you need these.
I already got a driver ready to drive. Got a truck ready to run.
Okay, so you just need.
I got agreements already with logistics agencies.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm ready to move forward.
Perfect, perfect. And does the vendor you use, do they offer financing or?
He does, but my thing is a lot of times I like to go out and find my own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I deal with them, then I won't just do just the finance for the trailer. But for me, using a lot of my own money already, it's a wise thing to find me a vendor that can purchase the equipment with. Going to run my operation and give me a little cushion and working capital to keep moving. Cover all the grounds at one time rather than trying to break this thing up.
Because
that way, it puts me at a disadvantage. That's not a good way to operate.
Well, that's good. Sounds like you have it figured out then.
I'm learning.
How would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Oh, it's fair. I just got out of the military and just found out, I guess, about last week, had that last week. They had a charge off. The reason that is because I live in a, it ain't rural, but in the country, kind of like, and moving around, I didn't get my mail. So, because I'd already made an agreement to make payments, but somehow or another, the last payment I made, I don't know what happened, but I'll call, because they're on my list to call also, to ask them what happened. So anyway, they sent me another thing, and they changed where my payments are. The charge off, well, the military don't charge off stuff. Let me go and back this up. They don't charge off stuff.
Yeah.
They just send to a different department in DFAS, the defense accounting systems, where you just start making payments on it to a different branch of the military. I'm out on disability now. So anyway, I'm still paying the loan, going to pay the loan off, but I just got the paperwork yesterday. So, so like this for $3,000, it's $3,000 some dollars. It's not a lot of money, but either way, it's still there.
Okay. And how long have you been in business?
Since 2005.
2005, perfect.
If you need me to send you a statement of good standing from the Secretary of State, I can do that whenever I get home.
Okay, that's perfect. Okay, and so for the equipment, you want the two trailers, and let's talk about the working capital now. How much would you be looking for?
Say about $15,000. I don't like to push myself out and just get a whole bunch of loose money to throw away, but I have to pay it back anyway.
Yeah.
The main thing is, I already know my basic overhead, my basic expenses right now. So right now, I'm at a self-sustaining and self-supporting level right now. So I'm not struggling and stuff like that.
What would you be using the working capital for?
Because, you know, when you buy... when you get a vehicle, my tractor is paying for it, but, you go in there and now I have a factory company, Pavestone, but sometimes you want to make sure you're able to, pay your drivers, or if something of an emergency happens until you build a nice nest egg, say you get something happen on the side of the road, you got to have your truck, towed, or you got to have, do a lot of initial stuff with the state for, with government for, what they call it, covering compensation for, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, I don't keep using my own cash. I've spent, just a little under, about $100,000 plus of my own money. So I'm trying to make sure I reserve my money right now.
Okay.
I'm down to about 50 some thousand. And I don't want to liquidate my investments to push the company anymore. I'd rather borrow the money and pay somebody some interest back and keep rolling.
Okay. So you just don't want it to deplete. You want it for just that operational cash, so you don't deplete your own cash flow.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, like, I just talked with Tyler this morning from Ameritrade. He called me, and... he said, well, they tried to get use my investment there as a line of credit, you know, to use the money. He said, but because it was out of a retirement IRA, they couldn't do that. So I said, okay, I don't. So, but anyway, but this is where I am.
Okay,
so
perfect.
Since you all sent me that piece of paperwork, I thought I'd call you all first because... Just last the other week, two other companies sent me their information.
Mm-hmm.
But what made you all different is that apparently y'all been tracking the company, or somebody's been tracking the company, because it had my UCC information on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody else has ever sent me information about a UCC. Because you tell most people the UCC, they'll ask you, what is that?
We don't send it out to just anyone. I mean, like I said, we go by the UCC filing, so you have to, and your DNB credit profile. So, you know, once you have a good borrowing history, then we extend offers out. It's not...
Right.
We can't just do it for anyone and everyone here.
How about?
Okay.
So, like that.
Okay, so you want about $15,000 of working capital. Our working capital is generally based off of sales. What were your gross annual sales last year?
Well, last year I was just getting out of the military. So, but I got a truck on the road right now. I guess I got one. He started in, what's this, September?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it's somewhere between $8,000 and $10,000 a month is what this one truck is pulling in. But the purpose of this money I'm working on now is to put another truck and trailer on the road. So we'll just say we can, in this, on a easy number, push it out somewhere between 15 to, let's just say, 18,000. Just put it on the low side. Not throw no high numbers out there.
Okay, was that for the whole year?
Yeah. No. That's monthly.
Yeah, okay. Well, what were your gross annual sales last year?
Last year, I shut it down. And the reason why I shut it down is because I didn't realize the opportunities that were out there for me as a disabled veteran.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did is I went back and got my certifications. So I'm an SDVOSB certified company. I'm a DBE, SLDBE, an SDB company.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that as I continue to pursue contracts and other ventures, then it opens up other doors and opportunities for me, as well as what they call government set-asides.
Mm-hmm.
So now, in other words, I'm a more viable company to operate my industry, my business, in the business industry, where before I had just do one of those more begging and pleading deals and hope somebody let me in. Now, all I got to do is go to the meetings and submit my RFPs to become part of the service vendors for other agencies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. What about for 2014? Were you in business then, or was it just?
No, I was in business in 2005. What happened is that in 2000, I started my business in July 1, 2005. Well, what happened is that in October, I got orders for call of duty.
Mm-hmm.
And so for approximately 9 years, I've been deployed back and forth doing certain things. And so, and I stayed in know what a WTU is?
No.
Okay, that's what they call a warrior transition unit. When something, you get injured or something overseas or in combat or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed there for about 13 months in the hospital. So anyway, now I told them, look, all right, send me home. So they sent me home, and in April 1, 2015, I became officially retired. So
mm-hmm.
Now I'm officially retired. Like I said, doing other things. I only have some horses, some show horses, and one truck on the road, and looking to move forward with other things.
Okay.
So that sounds like something you guys can work with.
Yes. Do you have a tax return for the business?
No. Because the thing is, when you're only doing small stuff, say $1,000, $5,000, $10,000, you put it all under one head. This would be the first year that I will actually have to do a distinguished separate tax return
mm-hmm.
for the company versus one and one for me. And the reason that is, when you get certified with the state of Louisiana, I don't know about other states, with as a DBE or SLDB company,
mm-hmm.
you are considered then technically a legal sanctioned and separate entity. So now everything does have to be separate because I'm a certified agent for the state of Louisiana to do government contracting also,
mm-hmm.
as well as federal contracting.
Okay.
I came home in 2014, so my taxes for that year was something like $173,000, I believe it was. But that's from military payouts. That's not from business.
Mm-hmm.
Last year was around 70, 75, something like that. But most of that is from my own personal income.
Yeah, is the business listed on them at all?
Yeah, the business is like it's filed in there with my farm, my horses, my feed, mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
But like I
okay.
said, and the reason most all that's like because I was wasting my time trying to do business when I didn't have the proper certifications to do business and to open up other doors and windows.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And are you, you're an LLC or are you a sole prop?
I'm an LLC. Now, it was registered with the state as a sole proprietor, but then when the state came out, they certified it and said, now you are an LLC. So I guess the state of Louisiana do it like they want to do it.
Okay. So when did they do that?
I got certified, I believe it was April of 2011, or it's almost, wait a minute, do I have my paperwork in here? I don't have my paperwork in here, but it was around April or May of last year is when I got my certifications. Mm-hmm. I got my SDVOSB first. And then after I got my SDVOSB, then I got my SLDBE and DBE at the same time because even though they're different entities,
mm-hmm.
once area certifies you, now you have to have submitted all the paperwork now for both certifications. Once one certifies you and verifies that you got equipment, you know, that you say you got, like track equipment, trailers, you know, and they take pictures and take, you know, and you got your license to operate, your occupational license under your city or your parish. And you paid all your taxes, then they can, okay, say, all right, you're legit. And they send what they call a compliance guy to your office, and they send an analyst to your office. So they send all the great people. And spend about, I guess, half an hour to 45 minutes there looking over the place, asking you questions, answering questions, giving you some more specifics and requirements and mandates from their agencies. Because they're a little bit different from some. You have to do your research every year versus with the SDVOSB, you do it every 2 years. With HubZone, you do it every 5 years. So it's a lot of paperwork. But
mm-hmm.
I've been in the military, so I can deal with the paperwork.
Definitely. Okay. Okay, so... for the equipment and the working capital, we would need the one-page application each. We would need the last 6 months of business bank statements.
Okay.
Is that something that you...
I mean, that wouldn't be a problem in doing, other than the fact that I just changed, a banking business account with Navy Federal Credit Union because mm-hmm. they were at the National Small Business Summit in Washington, D.C. this year. And they mm-hmm. offered a great thing to, because I have a form, is to put some of my personal stuff under my business to make it better for me. And I just opened one at Resource Bank, so they won't have any history, and close the ones at Capital One. I've been at Capital One for a long time,
mm-hmm.
but I appreciate y'all sending me the offer. So,
okay, for
the
bank statements, I know you switched banks, but can you get the previous statements?
Yeah, I can get the previous statement from Capital One. I got it.
Oh, then that's no problem. As long as we can, as long as you have them, then that's.
Yeah, because I went and got it, and it shows the bank account is zero. And so my thing is, I like to talk with people who either have a general idea that's pretty certain of what they can do or will do,
mm-hmm.
rather than say like today, we say, okay, this sounds good, and I read all y'all stuff to make a decision first.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were, okay, Mr. Moses, we can do this, but we can't do that. And then, mm-hmm. so, okay, now I got to go somewhere else. And then they got to do another hard pull, soft pull on credit and understanding the parameters of those effects, which I don't really understand either. Because I just wrote $80,000 out in checks to pay a house off in a truck.
Mm-hmm.
And still, for some reason, my scores, I don't think are nowhere close to where they should be. But I didn't, I guess, like the law, somebody else did.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, say what? Don't worry about the application, but I do thank you for your time.
Let's go back a little bit. The equipment side of everything, that is more credit-based as opposed to sales-based. So, like, the working capital is sales. The equipment, we would look more at your credit, you know, your credit line, and you have been in business since 2005, so that gives you something, too. So, I definitely think equipment-wise, we can work something out. The problem with the working capital is if you can't show the bank statements or show us, you know, the cash flow, then that's what makes that a little bit difficult.
Well, like I said, on real cash flow, you show that, say, I called Pavestone and told Pavestone, so look, we got on the freeway. I just look at, can you send them a copy of the work that, the stuff you factored for Warhorse, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as long as we can see, you know, we just have to see it's an unsecured cash loan, so we have to be able to see that you have the cash to pay it back.
Okay,
that's what we'd be looking
for. Average APR
for equipment or working capital? What are you looking?
Either one, both.
So for equipment financing, that's a little more of your traditional loan, so that's going to be your longer terms. They're 2 to 5 years, and the
I'm asking your interest rates.
Oh, I know. I'm getting there. And the rates start in the mid single digits, so we generally see, you know, starting around 4 or 5. For equipment financing, working capital, those are shorter terms, so those are three months to 3 years. And those are usually set on a payback amount. So we'll qualify you for the amount, and then give you the exact payback that you're getting.
Okay.
So it's not generally an APR because it's not annualized, but, you know, you'll have exactly what you're going to be paying back to us.
Okay. All right. Is y'all application a hard copy or is it a PDF?
It's a PDF, and yeah, I can send it to you as a PDF.
Yeah, send it as a PDF because that makes it looks neater when it's being filled out.
Yeah, definitely. And the applications themselves are short. They're both one page each. And then I can send you the short list of things that we would need. For equipment financing, it's the same things. But I would need the quotes along with it, which you said you had. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
He just talked to me. He just sent all that to me.
Okay, what's a good email to send that over to?
WAR.
Mm-hmm.
HELLC.
Mm-hmm.
At Gmail.
.com. So WARHELLC at gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so
WARHELLC at gmail.
Okay, so I can go ahead and I'll send the application over for you to look at and the short list of documents that we would need from you to go ahead and move forward. And it will have my contact info if you have any questions, or you can email me back, whatever you want. I'll have my direct dial there. When is a good time to follow up with you regarding all of this?
Well, I'm going to go home and look at it. And, I deal with one or two people here and there. I just have, mental block on some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really know how to go look at it and see what all the stuff y'all are asking for. And this because my thing is I'm trying to get moving by the end of next week without questions. So that means I'll look at your stuff, and if I can do it, either way, I'll give you a response today. What
okay.
time do you close?
We close at 3:30 here, and we're in California. Once you get everything into me, then we can work fairly quickly. We can get you your approval within a few days and fund the next. So if you're on a time crunch, that's definitely something we could work around. Okay.
What's your name again, ma'am?
Nicole.
All right, Nicole. Either way, I'll give you a response today.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and send out that email when we get off the phone. And I will, if I don't hear back from you today, then I'll go ahead and give you a call tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
All right, Malcolm. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.